We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Buster Murtaugh. Well, he's had it. He's sick of being accused of having anything to do with the death of Stephen Smith, and rightfully so. He's unfortunately the victim of his own family, of his father's wrongdoings, and everyone was looking for answers. Everyone was looking for some way to make this family even darker than it already is. But did some of these companies go too far in their documentaries? Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. He's suing. He is suing Warner Media, Netflix, and several others about this. The first reaction we've seen from many people is, oh, this will backfire. If he has nothing to hide, is it really going to backfire?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, like, any time with a civil suit, what comes hand in hand with that are depositions. So, like, that's the concept. Mm-hmm. That's always the concept. Like, you know, I did my Gacy season. You know, I've always been convinced that Mike Rossi was a co-conspirator, or that he was an accomplice of Gacy. He's still alive and well, you know, and like people are like, oh man, Rossi's going to sue you. I'm like, well, good. Cause then I get to depose him. Mm-hmm. Then I get to ask all the hard questions on a deposition, because the defense to libel and slander is truth. So, you know, like, yeah. I'd have the opportunity to do that. And again, like, Buster's claim here is not having anything to do with Paul and Maggie. It has everything to do with the fact that they were casting aspersions on him as having a hand in Stephen Smith's murder. Mm-hmm. So, you know, based on what I've seen and heard about that case, I think that they've cleared Buster at this point. Mm-hmm. From what I remember reading recently, I thought that I had read that, but you know, it was certainly slanderous, you know, for a kid who's like really kind of gone through hell and back. You know, it's like I always say, you know, he couldn't control the fact that his father was a giant piece of shit.
No.
Oh, like, he was addicted to Oxy and stealing all his clients' money, and then was convicted of murdering his mother and his brother. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, that kid's a victim, man. You know, and for them to pile it on the whole family, it's kind of similar to the Victoria Huberman thing,
yeah,
where they're casting aspersions on the entire Murdaugh clan when, you know, you've got the bad guy. Mm-hmm. You know, why do you have to make the entire family murderers as well? I don't know. So we'll see how that suit plays out. But you know, I mean, I think it's a fair lawsuit. I don't think it's frivolous.
Could this end up aiding in the investigation of the murder of Stephen Smith? Not to say that Buster has anything to do with it, but just depositions, talking to different people other than Buster, and getting more people to talk that otherwise maybe wouldn't be talking. Maybe that will go in a direction of finding truly who is behind it.
Yeah, it can't hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, because there's a lot more leeway given to civil attorneys in a deposition than, say, for instance, in a criminal investigation. You know, cops have rules. Mm-hmm. There's the old Constitution protects people from having to speak to cops if they don't want to. Depositions, it's a free-for-all. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, the attorneys can object to questions, and if the attorneys want to fight it out because they want the answer, they can certify the question, they can go in front of the judge and say, look, we need this answer to this question. And they objected to it. You know, typically, like in a civil deposition, if I found a question to be objectionable for various reasons and we objected to it, I would typically let my client answer it, unless it was something that was you know, so out of the ordinary that I was just like, nah, I'll let the judge figure this one out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my point being, the civil attorneys are going to have a lot more ability to question all kinds of areas that law enforcement may not have had the ability to do if he lawyered up. Like, he's not going to be able to lawyer up. And, you know, like, yeah, the hope is that Buster can basically clear himself, at least in the minds of SLED, you know, to the extent we're like, all right, like, we're pretty satisfied here. You know, this kid didn't do this. And, you know, and then they change course, you know, and kind of move on. Because, look, I always thought that that it was a very tenuous connection, you know, I mean, that, like, why Buster would have theoretically, I guess they're saying, ran him down in the middle of the road or dumped him, killed him somewhere else and dumped him. Like why? Like, because the kid was gay or something? Like, is that what they, weren't they saying something?
That's kind
like
of
that?
The accusations that have been
going. Whatever the theory was like, or that, you know, Buster had a relationship, like all a bunch of like speculation that had no real bearing on whether or not that kid would have done anything like that. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, good for him. Like, let it play out in a court of law. Let's see where it all shakes down. And for the Smith family, I hope it does help.
Yeah.
I hope it gives some kind of like insight into something, you know, if even just clearing Buster once and for all, where they feel like, look, all right, we feel like Buster answered a lot of questions here, a lot of questions that we hadn't, you know, ever heard answers to. And now we've have, and we're satisfied with them. Let's look elsewhere. Let's try to find out who did this. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's the hope.
Maybe some good will come out of this, and some real answers will be given, and we'll find the true killer.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.